Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your inspiration. That's new. And it's new every morning. And I just thank you. You know yourself. Last night, I didn't know what I was going to say. But I knew in the morning, it's the mercies are new. So thank you, Lord. And just thank you, Lord, that I can share this word with understanding, having been on the dark side. And praise God, and then having nearly 40 years in the side of light on your side. So thank you for this beautiful new life that you made available for us in Christ. You made it available for the whole world. So thank you, Lord. Your will be done, your kingdom come in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. I just think of that scripture, you know, it says, call on me and I will show you great and wonderful things that you did not know. And not that I didn't know, you know, this that I'm going to be sharing, I did know it, but it becomes real when you know it just in your head level. And then when the Lord breathes into you, it's like new. That same thing that you might have spoken about yesterday or a while back, it's just fresh, it's real, it's alive. And well, so what I'm wanting to be sharing about here, this is about John the Baptist, the whole dispensation of the old dispensation of the fall is coming to pass here in John's experience and in this whole world. Amen. A whole new thing, the newness of God's original plan, the newness of his desire for this world, the newness of his desire for each and every one of us was just about to come. He was the last one, last prophet, and now it's all about Jesus and his kingdom. That's all Jesus preached. He didn't even preach himself. Why would you say that? Why would you say what he didn't preach himself? Because he said about the kingdom of God is like a feast. You need to come, you need to eat, you need to change. So it was always about the kingdom of God. And why? Because in the kingdom, he is there. In the kingdom, the Father is there. In the kingdom is the angels. And in the kingdom is the bride of Christ. You know, that is where all of us find our place. Amen. The church of the firstborn. So that's a big reality. We hear about the Lord. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. We hear about that he's there to take away our sins, done and dusted, and to give us new life. And then we've got to be born again so that we can enter into the kingdom, enter into the relationship, and enter into obedience. So that's what it's all about. And that's why, like John could say, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And then he says his winning fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into the barn. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Now, the lake of fire is just prepared for the devil and his angels. But then also we see in that there those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life will be thrown into the lake of fire. So we need to understand the Lamb's Book of Life is God's intention, his pure, beautiful plan with your life. And so that's why it was so important for us to look to Jesus, for us first to realize we need a Savior, we need help. I loved when I used to be sharing, and love, yeah, I enjoy sharing it because people get their attention. And the portion I'm thinking about now is in Hebrews, Hebrews 12, where it talks about make straight paths for your feet that are crooked. And then you realize it's talking about everything has got to be straightened up. And I would just demonstrate, you like a guy that's head is all over the show. You like a person that's hands and arms are just going into the wrong things. And you twisted, you've been totally taken hold of by the evil one, which is never totally the truth. Because if God wasn't there, we wouldn't be around. And your feet and legs and everything is out of joint and moving in the wrong way. And yeah, and then the whole idea is you come to the Lord now to straighten up your thinking, straighten up, get a new heart, get a new thinking, and get your life now in line with God's purpose. So all those wrong things can be fixed up And you can start, as it says, anyone in Christ is a new creation. All those old things have passed away, and God's got the best now. Now behold, all is new, and this is all of God. All this new is of God. Amen. He's given you a ministry now of reconciliation, because he who knew no sin became sin. He became sin so that all missing the mark can fall away, and you can now be in the place of restoration, restored to your God, restored to sound thinking, finding peace with your God, finding peace with yourself, and finding peace with your neighbor. So guys, be encouraged. The goodness of God is here. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.